You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. And Shogger, John Cooper not saying for sure that Braden Point was playing, but usually, Shogger, in my instances, I was reading your tweets, when a guy's up practicing the power play, usually he's playing in the game.
Yeah, I mean, all signs point to, like, we were watching Braden Point really close, and he was hopping around out there, smiling, laughing. He looked like a guy who's fired up and excited to be part of it. My guess is that he's going to be playing. He was on the top unit power play. So he was on the line with Colton and Paul, which makes a certain amount of sense. You know, they started a little bit lower and then maybe eventually elevate him, but... yeah, everything looked like it. And Cooper even did say that they're leaning towards game one, but if not, then certainly very hopeful for game number two. So that is a monstrous boost for Tampa if they start the series with Point and Colorado doesn't have Kadri.
Yeah, oh, I think that's a huge advantage, man. No question about it for them. Now, when I look at this series... What makes you believe, like, how can Colorado score consistently on Tampa? Now, I know Tampa hasn't faced a team like Colorado. They're a high-scoring team in the postseason. But no offense to the goalies they've scored on or the defense when they played, they're not Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I was asking some Avalanche players that today. I talked to Devon Taves, and I said, like, so they bring all this experience. They've got five guys that haven't won a cup. They bring all this experience. You know, how do you counter that? And he said, similar to what you just said, he goes, they've faced some animals. It was funny the way he put it. He said, they've faced some animals already. In other words, like some top teams, but we're a different animal. And they haven't faced anything like us before. That's where this confidence is coming from with Colorado. They genuinely believe, Greg, that Tampa has not had to face a team like them yet. Now, we could probably split hairs and dispute that a little bit, right? Like, that Toronto team, that was a high-scoring, powerful game. Same thing with Florida. You know, and the thing is in that Toronto series, the Maple Leafs got their goals. The Maple Leafs scored lots in that series. It was just Vasilevsky shut it down there in the last four periods. So I think they can look to that Toronto series for confidence. Vasilevsky was as human in that series as he's been. And, you know, feel like other teams have been able to generate against this group, and they can too. They feel like their speed and power is like nothing that Tampa has seen. And I would have a hard time arguing too much with that.
Yeah, it's I would agree with that. Now, the Kadri situation, for sure he's out game one. Do you think there's any chance he comes back and plays?
Comes back and plays in the series, you mean?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those details lie in the surgery, the type of surgery, the recovery, the time that's normal. Are they just playing a little bit of possum? All I know, Greg, is we haven't seen Hyde or Heron of Nazem Kadri yet. Like, he didn't do any media, didn't see him on the ice, haven't seen him around. Like, I don't have any reason to believe that he'll be back anytime soon. But I haven't seen him, right? So all it takes is for him to walk down the tunnel and go out and skate. Those are the only signs we can look for at this point. So I'm not sure. If you're Colorado, you're preparing to not have him, right? Rantanen can play center and has done a good job there at times. So they've still got lots of weapons, but that's a big one.
What do you make of the news out of Vegas today? Bruce Cassidy, lots of people thought maybe Trotz is going there, but, you know, I'm hearing rumblings of Trotz to Winnipeg. We'll see. But Cassidy... To a veteran team that's a little bit older. I don't even know if Vegas underachieved really last year with all their injuries, right? Like, that's a pretty good situation to take over if you're Bruce Cassidy, because you know what? Jack Eichel should be fully recovered to start next season. You got Petrangelo. They got lots of good players. There's maybe some concern about the health of Robin Lehner in goal, but you know, on paper, Shea Theodore, they got some pretty good pieces in Vegas.
Yeah, and, an older team, too. I think Cassidy needed to go somewhere where it was a more established team that was closer to winning than being a guy that's expected to bring along a bunch of kids in some sort of rebuild or something like that. I just, I think he tends to respond better with and work better with established veterans that can, you know, give him a level of consistency that he's looking for. I think the part of the feeling in Boston with some of the narratives out of there is that, you know, it wasn't always the easiest for the younger kids or for certain players really struggled under him, and weren't able to get a foothold. So he wasn't out of work long, and I guess that's a credit to him. You know, there have been other coaches sitting around waiting a lot longer than he had to. And so this feels like a very Vegas-type hire.
Yeah, like I think Vegas, you look at Edmonton and, you know, Edmonton's got to maintain at least what they had last year because, I think Vegas will be better if they stay healthy and, you know, Calgary's competitive. Well, maybe Vancouver makes a few tweaks. The division, I don't know if it'll be as weak as some people think. I don't think it's going to be dominant like the Atlantic by any stretch of the imagination. But, that Vegas hiring likely will get their attention. Now, you know, Vegas obviously has some cap situations that they're going to have to rectify. So, you know, I'm curious to see what other moves Vegas has coming, more so in kind of some getting rid of some contracts.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all saw the gymnastics that they sort of had to do to make everything fit. Yeah, we watched it with Tampa. We watched it here with Vegas. There's more work to be done yet. They've only got, look at it, like they're among your forward group. I think they only have three guys not under contract in their forward group. A couple of them are RFAs, but I mean, you know, between Eichel at 10, Stone at 9.5, Pacioretty at 7, Carlson 5.9, Dadonov's at 5, Marchessault's at 5. They got some big tickets. And then on the back end, like Petrangelo at 8.8, a couple of guys at 5.25, like, yeah, but there's not a lot of youth there, right? I'm not reading a lot of names of young players that are, it's a lot of complete players there. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see which way they go. People were surprised with the way it finished up with them this year. And now next year is a year where you probably got an owner that's probably like, okay, that's one, but probably isn't going to be super patient for too many more results like that.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Shager, as everybody gets together around the Stanley Cup Finals, there's lots of rumblings. Anything else you have heard non-Stanley Cup related?
Non-Stanley Cup related. I'm trying to think. The number of people that came up and asked me if Duncan Keith was retiring.
Yeah.
I probably answered that question 5 or 6 times. I was like, I don't know the answer to that one. I think he probably needs to regroup from a long playoff run and evaluate where he's at. But I got asked that one quite a bit. Not a lot else. I mean, lots of people looked at the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the impressive thing with them is they're largely intact to come back again next year, right? So I think Paul Lott is the main guy that they kind of need to get sorted over there. But this band is largely together again, so... Well, I think it's, Colorado's going to have lots of movement, so people wonder what that looks like next year. I just think, man, there's too much scuttlebutt about this series. Like, this is the one everyone wanted. I mean, what a power-on-power series this is going to be. So we're very focused on this one here today, and all the Avalanche players saying, hey, you know, they haven't seen anything like us yet, and we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. Shager, enjoy it. We will break down more. We'll likely have 100% rosters tomorrow for the morning skate, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good, pal.